You're listening to the Ultimate College Planning Podcast, episode number 5.
Welcome to the Ultimate College Planning Podcast, where you'll get the most up-to-date information, strategies, and tools to help you become more successful in the college planning process. And now your hosts, Dr. Jeff and Dr. Brian Haig.
Welcome to the Ultimate College Planning Podcast. Thank you so much for being here and listening. We're really excited about our guest speaker today because she's an expert in helping families pay for the high cost of college, something that many families struggle with. But before we get to the interview, we want to let you know that if you want great free information, tips, and strategies on the college planning and admissions process, you can sign up for a free newsletter and download our complimentary Ultimate College Planning Blueprint at thehaigtwins.com. Okay, now on to today's exciting episode with best-selling author and expert scholarship consultant, Nancy Paul, who is determined to be part of the solution to help families in America pay for college. Nancy owns Three Wishes Scholarships, a company that helps families find scholarships through a step-by-step formula that saves families time, reduces stress, and most importantly, finds money for college with a targeted list of merit scholarships and other strategies to reduce the cost of college expenses. Additionally, Nancy is the best-selling author of the book, The Little Book About Scholarships, which answers the most commonly asked questions about the scholarship process. Okay, let's get started with the interview. Nancy, thank you for being on the show. We really appreciate it. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you help families pay for the high cost of college?
Definitely. First of all, thank you for having me. I really welcome the opportunity to talk to you and share what I've learned. For me, what I do came out of need because I have 3 daughters in 3 years, and we were looking for a way to be smart about how to pay for college. And we had a private college counselor, not you guys, but we didn't know you then. We had a private college counselor and certainly a high school counselor. And when I asked about Merit Aid, they gave me a list of 2 websites, and they said, it's really easy, just go figure it out. And I discovered it wasn't so easy. It took me 100 hours to understand it and then handpick scholarships for my oldest daughter, Rebecca. But with that, I found $150,000 in private scholarships alone that she was qualified for.
Wow. So back then, the scholarships were just in big books, I think, right?
They were in books. They were on websites. This was in 2010. So I found them for her. I won't say she applied for them all or won them all, but the ones that she won, the private and the institutional that she won, made a huge difference for us financially and in many ways in opportunities for her. And it was just a win financially, as I said, financially and otherwise. And then other families wanted help. And then my other daughters went on. Together, my kids have won $600,000 in institutional and private merit aid.
Wow, that's fantastic.
You know, I went into it for the money, to be honest, to be smart. And discovered that pursuing merit scholarships and leveraging our kids' achievements in many ways that cuts down our college empowers them in ways that go way beyond the money.
Got it. No, so that's fantastic, Nancy, what you're able to do. I know the scholarship process is kind of a mystery for many families. Can you just give us a brief overview of the scholarship process and
Sure.
how they play an important role in the college planning and
Absolutely.
Admissions process?
So there's 2 main types. There's need-based aid, which means that families qualify under a certain formula for help from the government and other sources to help pay for college.
Mm-hmm.
Very restrictive, however. There's merit scholarships. So as I like to say, for our family, technically we didn't need the money, but in our world of how we wanted to be smart about our investments and going forward and other things, we wanted it, but we didn't qualify for need. So merit scholarships are based on anything other than need. So lots of families think that if their student isn't a straight A student or isn't captain of 5 different sports teams, that they're out of luck. And it's not true. There's merit aid for anything other than need. So it could be academics, community service, career, sports, a great essay, a great video that is in response to a certain scholarship application, a hobby, a passion, anything other than need. And then within that, there's merit aid from colleges, and then there's private sources.
Okay, thanks, Nancy. Now, can you tell us the difference between private scholarships and institutional aid? What's the difference?
So private scholarships can be awarded by anything other than a university or a college. It could be a charity, a business, an individual. And that money can be used at many, many schools, which is good. So as you're figuring out where your student's going to go to school, you want to have a lot of options later. So that money can go to many, many schools. Sometimes there's a restriction it needs to be in-state, but let's just for argument's sake call it many schools. The negative to those is they're often not renewable. So you need to look for that amount of money again the next year. But there's many of them. As I said, there's over 1.5 million on FastWeb alone. So there's many, many opportunities to find money for school. Institutional aid is given by colleges and universities to entice a student to pick their school. Oftentimes, it's based on GPA and SAT/ACT score, or could be sports. And they want students to pick their school over others. That can be predictable on who's likely to win those. That money is often larger than the private scholarships. It's generally renewable if a student keeps a certain GPA, and there might be some community service or something else attached to it, but it's renewable, which is great. It's great for budgeting and planning. But that money is tied to that school and only that school.
Yeah, so of course, if the student chooses a different school, then that money goes away.
Yes.
So should the student apply to both, I guess? But, I mean, if the student is really committed to school, then they can look for institutional aid, merit aid. And some schools actually have additional scholarships in addition to what they'd offer with their offer, right?
Yes.
I found. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but students should be very careful with those, because if they start applying for all these schools and all these additional scholarships within the school, they can only pick one, and all that time was wasted, I guess, right? So they should maybe be more careful with that.
It's a strategy. It really is. It's the more information you have, the wider the perspective you have, the better. But yes, within a given school, there can be some that are automatically awarded, and there's others a student can seek out.
Okay. And usually for the colleges, as you start going to the higher ranked schools, I found Yale, Princeton, you know, the Ivy Leagues in general, they don't offer the merit or the institutional aid. I found it's more need based.
Right.
And so how do you navigate these top schools that students want to go to, or these more elite where they don't offer aid? You just have to go to merit based aid outside.
Private. Yes. That's when private, a really strong, aggressive private merit scholarship campaign is really important. Because there are many schools in the top tier that don't offer aid because their position is they're top. You know, you want to go, you'll find a way. And so that's the other reason to have a whole range of schools on your list.
Well, isn't there like the whole middle class is in that worst place? Because, you know, if you make under 60 to 80, then you can get, you know, a full ride in many cases. If you make over 80 to 150, that's the danger zone where they won't give you the aid potentially. So you have to find that yourself. Or do you find a lot of middle class families in that area or families in that range in this tough area for scholarships?
You know, it's situational, family to family. Merit scholarships can be won by anybody in any category, any financial category, which is what I love about them. So for what I really focus on, certainly it's more important in certain situations, but anybody can win them. So it's not based on need. So my strong suggestion is get your student involved in the right activities young and start looking for merit scholarships so you have more options later about how much you want to pay.
Fantastic. So when families navigate the scholarship process, is there a step-by-step process? What are the two or three things that families should know about to navigate both institutional and merit aid? Is there some sort of structure to this?
Yes, by doing it many times, I figure out a system to it, which I call the wishes system. But in essence, before you can qualify for merit scholarships, your student at a young age needs to start doing certain things to set them up to be eligible for more things. So I'd say even in middle school, developing really good study habits, finding something the student's passionate about, maybe it's volunteering, and sticking with it, and getting good grades, and setting up the idea to be pursuing scholarships later is key. And then moving forward, when you're looking at the college list, I really encourage families to include on that list schools that they can most easily pay for, either because they're less expensive or they expect their student to get large merit aid from those schools, so that, you know, college counselors focus on where your student gets in terms of target reach and safety schools. I focus on target reach and safety as far as paying for schools. So you have more options later. You may choose the more expensive school later, but have options. And that happens with creating a college list that takes all that into an account. And it's coming up, and that's also understanding what your student's achievements are. So many families think that their student doesn't qualify for merit aid. In many cases, they do.
So planning scholarships should really begin at an early age, because a lot of my families come to me as juniors and seniors, and they say, oh, I need to pay for college. And by then, they are already close to graduation. But they can really begin the scholarship process as early as 9th or 10th grade, correct?
Yes, they can begin looking for scholarships, or even some for middle school students and a few for elementary. But as far as qualifying for more, it's a question of doing things, as I said, to make you eligible for more. So I have families, too, that come to me, juniors and seniors, or worse yet, seniors that have already been admitted to school, so they have a few weeks left to make that May 1st decision. We can do some things because you can always look for more scholarships later all the way through college and grad school. But as far as making a sound choice before you commit on May 1st about how you're going to pay for school, it really needs to be done much sooner.
Got it. And even in 9th and 10th grade, as you said, you can
definitely.
Students can start applying.
Definitely.
You know, there's so much information out there on scholarships, a lot of misconceptions. Can you debunk like maybe two or three of the common misconceptions or misleading information about scholarships out there?
Sure. The first would be that it's only for need, which isn't true. Any student can apply for merit scholarships and win them. The wealthiest on one end, and on the other end, students that are going to get need can also apply for merit aid because maybe they won't get enough need to make the whole package complete. They can also go for merit. So every student can apply for merit scholarships, which is awesome because that means that these students have skin in the game. They're helping pay for college based on something they've done. Studies show they do better in school. And the sense of accomplishment for being rewarded for their own achievements is really very empowering. It's actually good that in my world, I'm a parent, as I said, of three. I like the fact that my kids have to do something that I can't do for them. They have to do it themselves, which has so many life skill benefits. So the biggest would be that families don't think they qualify. And I would say that they do, if you find the right ones. The second one would be that scholarships have to all be figured out as you enter college. That's not true either. There's scholarships all the way through. But the biggest one is that people wait. They want to wait till they get in. Some students think that, and some high schools will tell you, wait until your student's admitted and then do the scholarships. And that's just backwards.
So it should begin much earlier than that to get those scholarships. Now, there are many scholarships out there. Do you just strategically look for these scholarships based on their profile or certain criteria? What are 2 to 3 steps families can take to get these scholarships?
There's many places to find them. There's big scholarship search engines. My favorite is scholarships.com. I also like schoolsoup.com. As far as large databases, and a student will fill out a profile and answer some questions and be fed some scholarships. Some won't fit, so you need to look at them very carefully. But also, I really encourage people, if you know your student's achievements, go into the Google search and put those words in with the word merit scholarship. So for example, community service merit scholarship 2014-2015. And then put those same words in a different order because you'll get different answers. Then move on to, let's say, religion. Jewish merit scholarships. Go on to engineer scholarships for girls. Everything that your student's involved in, do a search on those. Also, heritage, nationality. There's some also for students that have a deceased parent. Everything about your student, there's most likely scholarships in there.
Okay, and sometimes the more specific, the better, because if the scholarship criteria says we just want leadership, that's very broad. But if you can go narrow, that's probably better, right?
Exactly. As frustrating as it can be, because you can read some scholarship profiles and get to the bottom and realize your child's not a mermaid, so you're out. But the more specific, the less students qualify. So it's good news, bad news. You're absolutely right. The large ones that say, why do you want to go to college? Anybody can answer that question. I'm not saying don't answer that, but I really encourage students to do a mix. In fact, I created the ABCs. You want to hear my ABCs?
Yes.
Okay, so my ABCs of merit scholarships. The A is apply smart, which means on two sides. One is apply for merit scholarships that your student really meets all the criteria for. Because if they don't meet their criteria, they're not going to win at all. So move on. There's so many other ones. As I said, apply to schools that are likely to give you merit scholarships. And I can tell you in a second how to determine that. And apply for big ones and small ones.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the B is to begin early. So it's beginning doing things at a young age that'll set the student up to win more money later. And also begin early in terms of looking for scholarships. Start in 9th grade, start in 7th grade, looking for some, applying for some, get used to the process, get used to applying, and you'll get faster at it. And the other thing, too, is that too many families wait until way into the senior year, and there are always more scholarships. There are always more private scholarships. There's 1.5 million on FAST Web alone.
Mm-hmm.
But the scholarship that might be a really good fit might have already passed the deadline. So if you look sooner and just put on a calendar to apply for later, you're not missing opportunities. So the sooner you look, the better your chances. And the C in the ABCs is to cast a wide net. So look for scholarships that revolve around all your students' different achievements. Also look nationally, locally, institutional, private. The local scholarships can be smaller, but they can add up and they'll have less competition.
Got it. Now, you know, a challenge that I have with many families is they're just so busy with their work schedule, their academics, their extracurricular. How do they have time to go to the second? And then with their college applications, that's the 120% right there. How do they fit scholarships into this whole process?
That is a challenge. There's two parts to that. One is starting earlier. So, A, you're going to be faster at finding them and you can apply for some. Also, when you start earlier, you can look at a calendar. I encourage them to get a big calendar and put on their all the scholarship deadlines, and then a couple days ahead of time, put that on there to edit them. So they don't all bunch up at once. So they're not all bunching up the day of an AP test, right, or another big exam. It's time consuming, but the sooner you start, the less stressed you are about doing it in a whole big chunk of time. You'll have more time to do it. And I divide and conquer. I recommend a lot of times, if you have a friend who's looking for scholarships also, look for each other. Save time that way.
Okay, so it can be time-consuming, and of course it depends on the scholarship and what steps they have to take. It's just a matter of breaking things down into bite-sized chunks, having a calendar, and backing things up, right?
Exactly. And the other side, the easiest ones to win, if your student applies to a school that is likely to offer them merit aid, which is usually determined by GPA and standardized test score, lots of schools will offer merit scholarships to all students who've been admitted by a certain deadline. So the example I give is Indiana. And I pick Indiana because we made a mistake with that. So I always like families to learn from what I did wrong as well as what I did right. Mm-hmm. Our private counselor told us to wait for Kayla to apply to Indiana until her another round of her ACT scores came in. Well, that was a mistake because for Indiana, if you apply for admission by November 1st, and if you're admitted, then the student is automatically considered for merit aid without another application, without doing anything else. So it's the easiest way to win them. You have to get into school, but it's the easiest way as far as not writing another application. We made a mistake. We waited. So Kayla was admitted, but she applied after November 1st. So that whole opportunity was out the door.
Okay, also in terms of the scholarships, if a student gets $10,000 to $20,000 in merit aid, for example, I found that what some colleges will do is they will reduce their scholarship amount. Is there truth to this in terms of how they will apply their scholarship offers?
Every school is different. If the school is awarding a student based on need, there's a greater risk of merit aid countering that. If they're awarding based on merit, there's less of a problem with that, but every school is different. It's all about doing your homework and talking to the school and knowing what their policies are. I would still say go after them because you don't know where your student's going to end up. On private scholarships, that money can be used at many, many schools.
Got it. Well, I mean, some families have received maybe $10,000 or $20,000 in scholarships, and then the college wants to know, well, how much, you know, we're going to give you $10,000, you qualify for that, but we first want to know how much, you know, first please give us your information in terms of do you have any outside scholarships? And once they learn that information, then they'll adjust the financial aid package on their scholarship side, which is not very fair, right? I mean, have you had that challenge with families?
It depends. It depends on the school. Okay. It very much depends on the school and how they're rewarding the aid and under what category and for what and how bad they want the student.
Okay, great. Now, many families think they can do the scholarship process on their own. You do this professionally. You help families get millions of dollars worth of scholarships. Can you share with us some of the benefits of working with a professional like yourself rather than going on a scholarship search engine like FastWeb on their own or buying a book on the
subject?
Certainly.
I would have hired me if there wasn't me when I was doing this, right? I would have loved it. Okay. So there's many ways I help families. Basically, a strategy is really key as far as maximizing your students' desirability to different scholarship providers and saving time on finding them. You know, when I did this for Rebecca, she was my daughter. I thought she walked on water, and she still does, but I have a better view now on which scholarship she's got a shot at because I have a better sense of who else is competing. To do community service, that's a big word, right? Some people do something once, and some people start five charities and do great work with that over 10 years. So I have a better sense of which ones are your student really likely to win. Now, I can't guarantee, So I can guarantee you, if you don't apply for a private scholarship, you will win none of it. Right? You might win money from schools without applying separately. That often happens if you apply to the right schools. But you will not win a private scholarship that can be used at many schools without applying for it. So it's about being smart about the whole thing. It's a complicated system. I'm trying to be simple about it here. There's many parts to it. So I help families save time, reduce stress, and maximize their chances of winning more money, and then empower their kids.
Got it. So you can't guarantee a certain dollar amount, but do you have a typical results? For instance, every year you get $10,000 or $100,000 on average per student?
I don't have that. And I've been asked that before. And I don't have it for a couple of reasons. One is, you know, to be honest with you, parents don't always tell me. I wish they did. I asked for it. I don't always know. So I know that. And also, truth be told, is I can find scholarships for your student. But if you don't do the applications, I mean, they don't do the applications, they're not going to win it. So it's how coachable are you? You know, if you apply to schools that are likely to offer you money, you will have more money. And even if you don't win, even if your student doesn't take that, right? So my kids won $600,000 from different sources. They didn't take it all. They couldn't take it all. It was from, some of it was from many schools. But the win of that empowers your student for life. So I help students and families be strategic. What activities are going to lead to more aid? Do you need to retake that SAT? Do you need private coaching? And who's the best coach for you to get that SAT score up? Because that's a lot of places where students win money. What classes, how are you doing with your classes? How are you going to stand out? Because before you can win money from the school, you have to get into the school. What I know is your specialty. It's a big package. I mean, it's a puzzle is the word I meant to say.
So with your help, you can help structure that, get them more money, save time, and all these other benefits, correct?
The big thing people say to me, the number one word I hear probably from every single parent I talk to, whether they're in my office or at a lecture in the market, is overwhelmed. There's so many big fat books. There's so many databases. There's so much information out there. Where do they start? They don't know what to do or where to start. And I take that stress away. And it feels good to have a plan and feel like you have some control over it.
Got it. And where can families learn about your services?
That'd be great. I have a website called threewishesscholarships.com. And I offer complimentary information that'll really help you figure it out and get a start.
Fantastic. Also, you had mentioned that you have programs available. Do you have a scholarship program coming out soon?
I have several programs. I'm doing more and more programs where I teach families what I learned so they can find the scholarships themselves, in addition to my private coaching. And as you know, I also have, I just became a bestseller, which I'm very proud of.
Oh, yeah. Can you share with us the title of the book?
It's called The Little Book About Scholarships.
And I read it. It was a great book, a lot of great insight and valuable information.
Thank you. Well, I did it as the 10 questions family asked me the most with the answer. And the 10 questions that they don't ask what they should, because it's information you need to be most successful. And promise you, I didn't ask those questions either. I didn't know what I was doing before I started this. And I want people to jump that needle and have better results and save time.
Okay, thanks, Nancy. You've provided a lot of great information on the scholarship process. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me. You guys do a great service on helping a lot of families, so thank you.
This concludes today's interview. For additional resources and guidance in the college planning process, go to thehaketwins.com. You can also sign up for regular updates where we'll give you all kinds of advice and strategies that will help you with developing a successful college planning game plan. Until then, we'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Ultimate College Planning Podcast. For more information on this program and other resources, please visit www.thehaketwins.com.